Travis, are you just spending the night tonight because of the ice that's coming?
Ice has been here.
Oh.
Is there more ice coming?
Oh, it's
ice on top of ice?
Yeah, you're going to be trapped here.
Do you have ice skates? I can get home that way.
Yeah, that's fine. Brendan, you're going to have to go home.
Oh.
Sorry.
I told you I could probably walk across the Mississippi River.
I believe it. Every day this week, going across the bridge, coming home, mm-hmm. I can see the ice building up.
It's a mess. Building up. And like the bridge I go over, it's all industrial right there. And
which one do you cross? The new one?
The new one, yeah. Okay. Whatever the fuck that's called. I don't know.
Is it Stan Musial?
I don't know. Who cares? And but there's just like barges crashed into shore.
Oh, you
know?
God. So,
like, there's just a mess, dude.
It's just like an apocalyptic scene down there.
Oh, dude, it's funny.
It's not funny for them. They're all frozen in. They're like, fuck this.
It's going to sit there for a month.
Dude. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then it's going to flood like a motherfucker when that shit all melts up north.
Yeah.
Fuck, last year, I want to say it was last spring. No, because Tiffany was still our boss. But it flooded so bad that some of the guys couldn't come to work.
Yeah.
Like were Thor and Chris.
That was last year.
Were you there for that?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, because I think Guy was gonna have to stay in a hotel, which not surprising. Speaking of,
I think the one guy did.
I think Guy did,
or was it
Thor? I don't know. Yes, and I say Thor. That's his real name. It's not his pretend name.
But he just stayed there because he didn't want to go home no matter what.
You're right. That's probably it.
Yeah.
It's flooded my way.
Yeah.
There's no rivers. No, it's flooded.
He lives on the highest part of
it. No, but yeah, it flooded so bad that people were fucking stuck at work. Yeah, they were shutting roads down. So, not me. That had to be flooded pretty bad for the Poplar Street Bridge to get shut down. It'd be world ending.
That's a tall bridge.
Yeah. Fuck it. So, last episode.
I don't remember. I was a week ago.
Oh, yeah. made the comment of a book I read. Well, I shouldn't say read. Partially read. I haven't picked it back up yet.
You didn't finish it?
No, it pissed me off. I'll probably end up finishing it. It was called Star Wars Conspiracy, I think. I don't even fucking remember.
So stupid.
So it's supposed to connect Star Wars and the occult.
Did you pay money for this book?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I mean, technically. I get it through Audible. So I pay like $15 a month and I get a free audiobook every month.
Okay. So this is more time than...
Yeah, yeah. I didn't pay. I'm paying a service, but whatever.
All right.
I'm sure he gets kicked back or whatever. Anyways. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I like Star Wars and I like the occult. Let's see what all lines up. So I started listening to it. And right off the bat, the guy says... because it's actually the author who reads it. He kind of, the foreword to the book where he's kind of explaining what he's going to be talking about, fucked me up because right in the beginning of the foreword, he talks about how he believes in the Illuminati. So right there, I'm just like, oh, fuck. I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's get into this. So I just keep letting it roll. And then he starts talking about the belief structure of occult, you know, the occult. He goes, it doesn't line up with what I believe in. So right there, he's biased.
Oh, yeah.
He's not. I was hoping this guy was writing the book just to connect the two without prejudice.
Yeah.
Or being for, you know, whatever. Just
think that's possible even.
No, for most obviously.
People.
So the first thing he started talking about, he got into like Disney and how they're like.
Disney's a cult.
Oh, yeah, he was...
Mickey's the ringleader.
Yeah, Mickey's... So he gets into Satanism, and he's already saying wrong facts about it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, Satanism and the devil worship. He's like, well, Satanism isn't devil worship. You're wrong. So right there, I was like, he doesn't have his facts straight. But then he started talking about some... Because there was some guy, I guess it was big at one point, I don't remember. There was some military base that had a bunch of... Some kind of like daycare, and like 60 fucking kids got molested there.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal at some point. I don't remember when.
California. 80s.
Might have been. And the guy who ran it.
Bakersfield.
Is that what it was?
That was a thing back then.
It might have been. He probably said, but I was just like, he'd already said a bunch of stuff that he was wrong on his facts, so I was just, like, kind of in and out. But the guy who ran that was some military guy, of course, because it was some military thing, and he was a known Satanist. So then the guy goes and says, I know, not every Satanist is a child molester. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So you're pretty much...
But most are.
That's what you're saying. So I was like, oh, my God. It was just ridiculous. But then... But yeah, this guy believes in the Illuminati. So...
So what was his whole take on Star Wars?
Well, no, he is right with the light side and the dark side, and the balance is like as above, so below.
It's like every religion, though.
Yes. So anything you look at is a cult. Anything. You know, and this and that. He's going on, and he gets into when he was talking about the Illuminati and bullshit,
right,
and how they push for more occult-like spiritual beliefs, I guess.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't know. I don't fucking believe in fairy tales like that either. It might as well be fucking Christianity to me. I don't fucking care. But he's like going on about they want you to, like, in Star Wars, is that that's what, here's what they're compared to with Star Wars, how the Force isn't God, it's the universe, but it's still like a religion to them. The Jedi's was like a religious, yeah, in a way. But they worshipped the universe, not a god. And he was like, well, that's what the Illuminati want. They want you to not believe in God. They want it to be the universe and have everybody believe in the universe. I'm like, well, what the fuck's wrong with that? You could tell it was completely against what this guy believed in. He must be Christian, obviously.
Right.
But
he didn't specify?
No, no, hell no, he didn't. Because he just wanted to rip on occult stuff.
But why you use Star Wars?
Yeah.
As a means.
Because Star Wars is popular. And he could bitch about Disney and how they're... Like, everything was subliminal.
That doesn't make any sense. That's like if I wrote a book and I wanted to rip on, like, Judaism, and I start off with, well, if you've ever been to Six Flags, you'll know. It's like...
No, it does, though, because the way they looked at it was... He was saying, like, George Lucas had... occult-like connections. This is what this guy's saying. I didn't do any research on it. I'm just going off with this bullshit this guy's saying. So then he makes this crazy fucking story, sci-fi, which all is subliminally supposed to be getting us away from religion and more of science, is what he's saying. Well, then Disney came in, which people already think Disney's evil, mm-hmm, and bought him up. So they can spread it to the kids.
Oh, you, makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, oh, you know, this and that. Like I said, I think I got halfway through it, and I was just like, oh, my God, I had to fucking throw it down. It was just like...
And that's like that, I think, you know, we talked about that before, and I told you about that documentary that we were watching about The Shining, the movie The Shining.
Not yeah.
Not the book, but about the movie.
Right.
And they're saying how all these subliminal messages and all these little things mean this and that and blah, 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 and all this shit. And you're like, that's insane. But then on the other hand, they're showing how, like, you know, the kid is on his little three-wheeler. Yeah. They're like, counting the turns. They're like, that was impossible. He couldn't have done that in the hotel. And then they're like, you see in this room, this office, that's impossible because there would be no window there. And I'm sitting there thinking... So things like that, he didn't even pay attention to the director.
I don't remember.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Left my mind. But it's like he didn't pay attention to shit like that, but he had time to sit there and do all these subliminal messages.
Right.
It's like, shut up.
No, guess what? They didn't film the whole fucking movie in that hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not every room they were in. Some of that was a stage that they did in Hollywood.
Well, of course. But it's like, it's just funny because people think that he was like some... fucking genius,
right?
And I'm sure he was smarter than you or I.
Yeah, it is.
To think he went into that much depth about it, it's like, you're just insane.
No, and I told you about that because Stephen King hated it.
Really?
Yeah, he did not like it.
Oh yeah,
I never read the book.
It. Yeah, because he butchered it. It's nothing like the book. No. I mean, I guess there is some stuff in there, but it's different.
It just amazes me how these people have so much time to sit there and think of correlations between Disney and the occult and
right.
Star Wars and whatever. And
it's just like,
fucking, do you work? Do you have a job?
What are you doing? Yeah, I was aggravated that I just contributed to the book. Because
it aggravates me because it's like, I want that much free time.
Right.
I want that much free time that I can think about that shit.
Yeah, because when they was filming the movie, the director called Stephen King on a part and was like, asked him, well, what does this mean, the meaning behind this? And Stephen King said it means, you know, XYZ. That's kind of what it's supposed to represent. And the director goes, I think you're wrong. I think it means this. So Stephen King was like, in the article already, was like, what do you mean? I wrote the motherfucker. How can you say that? It's like, the fuck? I think that director is just out of it.
I think Hollywood nutball.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone loved him. So everything he did was gold.
Gold, right.
You know?
Nice wide shut.
Never saw it.
That was terrible.
It's fucking weird. Fucking weird. Yeah. Just weird.
Another
one? Clockwork Orange?
Oh, I saw that.
That was weird.
Right.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah,
though.
I was just going to say that. That's probably blasphemy for us to even say that didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean it's Clockwork Orange? No, you like it because you're supposed to like it. You only say it's cool because this guy over here says it's cool. Yeah. Fuck that. I saw it. It was terrible.
It's different.
I never watched it.
I'll give you that. It's different.
Yeah, but it's so different. It's just like it bores me.
But people think different equals good.
No, which it doesn't.
No, face.
No.
Full Metal Jacket was good, or the first.
Whatever, yeah, when they're in boot camp.
The first part. Yeah, after that, it was like a different movie or something.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Now you just said, I never thought about that. Once you got to when they went to Vietnam, it's like part two. Yeah.
Like not even.
No, I lost interest after.
Yeah, after Arlie Ermey wasn't on the screen anymore, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I got the point. Because everybody's going to start getting killed, and you went through all, you know, you start knowing people, but I lost interest.
Yeah.
I've seen the beginning through boot camp plenty of times, but I think I've only watched it all the way through, once.
Yeah.
Once or twice. Yeah, people always say that, you know, like you said, it's going to be so different than what you normally see, and a lot of times it's just like, it's not good.
You're right, it was. That doesn't mean it's awesome.
Right. I don't know. I'm picky about movies anyways. Well, I'm very picky about reading a book and then them coming out with a movie. And I don't even know why I am, because I know they're going to fuck it up.
Right.
But I still am going to go, and I'm going to be like, no.
You're going to be that dick.
Yeah. It's terrible. Did you see this? I read the book and it's fucking terrible. Yeah, that's me. Fuck you. That's what I do, Travis. That's how I roll. That's how I fucking roll.
Most people don't read the books. I don't read
them. Other than the director who did Shawshank Redemption, Frank... Fuck. I can't remember his last name. He did Shawshank Redemption. He did The Green Mile. He did The Mist of Stephen King. So they're all three Stephen Kings. And he kept them pretty fucking true to the books.
Yeah.
Because that's what pissed me off, because years ago...
Frank Darabont?
Yes. And he wanted to do The Dark Tower originally.
Oh.
And Stephen King told him no.
Why?
Really?
Because he said, you've already got enough on your plate with the Mile and other movies you've done.
Yeah.
And I was pissed because he would have kept it true to the book. Because out of anything, you know, he keeps it true. He started The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He's the one that got the ball rolling on that. But they fired him after the first season. Because they wanted him to take budget cuts, and he told them to fuck off. So fucking AMC.
I can tell.
They fired him.
I told you I started that over again.
Yeah.
Me and my wife.
In the first season's pretty true to the fucking...
The first season's... Yeah. The first season's
to the comics.
The second... She wanted to start over because she didn't remember where she left off. God. I was like, that's...
It's a long time to go back.
I go, that season's... I didn't get all the way through either.
Right.
You know, but I went through like three or four seasons. I think three seasons. And I just remember, I was like, oh, babe, that third season, I just... That's where I left off at it. It just gets...
Yeah, they were in that prison and they got boring.
Yeah.
What do you think of the most recent season?
I've enjoyed them.
Really? Eh.
The current season? I heard it's kind of...
Well, you know, it's weird because... with Negan in there, and I like the character in the comic, and I like who's playing him.
Yeah.
But it does seem like... It should have been ended by now.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting drug on. That's, but
That's my thing with TV series.
Well, here's the thing, though, people don't realize.
That's when they just drag him and try
and. Well, they're doing everything by a season. So, yeah, they drug it on all last year. The whole season last year was all bad. The group just gets the shit kicked out of them for fucking 16 episodes. Mm-hmm. Now, this year, the first 8 episodes, the group's kicking his ass. And then he kind of started coming back at the end. So now, I'm assuming it's going to end after the end of this next 8 episodes.
You think?
Yes. Well, they can't keep dragging it on. I don't know. It's just, I can see where they're getting at. People are ready for it to end. But I don't know. I like the character because he's...
Yeah.
But they're like, but people are like, he's too cartoonish. It came from a comic book. Don't know what to tell you on that one, bro.
So my wife said, I don't know if it's true or not, but she said Game of Thrones was postponed till 2019.
Yeah, the last season's not coming out till 2019.
That's such a dick move. I wonder why.
They
have a reason even?
I don't remember. I thought there was. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pissed.
I mean, it's presumably the last season, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is going to be the last season. Yeah, it is.
I can't imagine going.
No, it's going to be game over.
That'll give me time to get caught up. I'm a couple episodes into the second season.
Yeah, you got time, buddy.
Okay, cool.
You got a whole year and a half. Yeah. Year and a half, you'll be good. Yeah, and it's only going to be like 7 episodes, like this last season, or 8. It's not even going to be a full 10 episodes. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It's like they just...
And that's the thing, though. It's not boring. It's still just as good. So it's not like they're running out of ideas and they're just like, oh, God. Just start cutting it down and let's be done with it. But I feel like
it's probably obligations that a lot of those actors and actresses have. And
right.
This is, it's like, you know, I got to do other shit besides Game of Thrones to make a living.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the in line with filming.
Right.
They had to put it off.
I mean, I don't know what else. Why else would you even postpone it?
Right. I don't know. Just to piss people off.
To make people forget everything that happened so they have to rewatch it.
Rewatch it all. Yep. Fuck. They're smart, man. They're smart. Come out
5 years from now.
Ah, I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything.
I have to go buy all the DVDs.
Did you, do you watch Ash versus the Evil Dead?
I saw the first 2 episodes and haven't watched any more.
Because it just came on Netflix.
Did it just come out?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
just noticed it.
It just came on Netflix.
Yeah,
2 or 3 seasons in, aren't they?
Yeah. I think there's 2.
2? Okay.
But yeah, I just noticed it on Netflix. Like, oh, why haven't I seen this yet? But,
right, yeah. No, it just came on like within the last month or two. Because I thought that too. I was like, ooh, I've been wanting to watch that. Uh-huh. But I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's on Stars.
Yeah, okay.
And there was like nowhere for me to
find
it. But now that it's on there, I want to start watching it. But I hadn't, I didn't know if you'd start watching it or not.
Yeah. I guess it's good.
You never saw any of the Evil Deads?
No, I did. But I'm not like...
Yeah, I did. Yeah. God damn it, Travis. That is insulting to me and Brennan. To not to be like, oh, I love the Evil Dead. Next time, just pretend like you did. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I've been wanting to,
ever.
Yeah, just be like, I've been wanting to see that show, too. And then we wouldn't even know the difference. We'll think you're a part of us and not against us.
I jack off while I watch it.
That's too
much.
Like, oh, I thought you'd be like,
yeah, me too.
No. Oh,
want to watch together?
Looks like we're going to be binge watching this season. Oh my god. You guys are fucking disgusting.
I'll bring the tarp over.
Was it going to be like a Gallagher show? Don't be in the front row.
That went totally.
All right, let's play the first band.
Yeah, let's do that.
You can't. Brennan's fucked up.
Okay.
He's mad we didn't invite him.
First band is Cryptivore, and this is the song Smoking the Vatican, Low and Slow. We'll be right back. Smoking the Vatican by Cryptivore. They are from Brisbane, Australia. They can be found at cryptivore.bandcamp.com.
Another one from Australia.
Yeah, we had a few from Australia.
How about that?
We had a pretty good significant downloads from Denmark last month.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember the percentage, but I think that might be our highest percentage-wise of around the world.
Besides the U.S.?
Yeah, obviously U.S. is...
Right.
It's actually funny because when we first started, it was always like 98% U.S. And sure. Then we were kind of scattered around the world.
Yeah.
But we're down in like 80% now
yeah.
in the U.S. It's like Europe's climbing. That's, yeah. Or the rest of the world's climbing.
Or there's less people listening in the U.S.
Shit. I didn't think about that. Now, we had a pretty good substantial percentage from Denmark last month. People in Denmark like Empathica Radio. Just like people in Germany love David Hasselhoff.
We don't know why. They just
do. They do. They do. Right. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I was telling Travis at work on our hosting site, I can get down into like, I can even see where the downloads are coming from inside our country, like what states.
Oh, okay.
And I told him what, like anything like, West and North. I mean, we have some hits in California, Oregon. I don't remember in Washington, but like anything in between, like us and them, there's like nothing. Like up, especially up north, there's no hits. But there's nobody lives up there.
Yeah, no one.
Montana and Idaho and.
Yeah, they don't have nothing. They're not. Nobody in those states are listening to us. Illinois, of course. Missouri, of course.
They don't have computers up there even yet.
Yes. East Coast.
Where's phones?
We're scattered across the East Coast, but yeah, so we're like West Coast, Midwest, edge of Midwest, the East Coast. The center of the country is like, no thanks. Like, we'll pass, gentlemen. Or like Travis said, they just don't have internet.
Yeah, most likely.
So you think we'd have huge following up there because you can't leave and do anything. You're in the middle of nowhere. You've got nothing to do but listen to my podcast. You know?
They don't have to work or anything.
No. What are they, farmers up there? I don't know. What do they do up there?
I think they have to forage for food.
They're still hunting and trapping up there?
Yeah, they haven't even.
It's still pioneer days?
They haven't even figured out farming yet.
They're still wondering what those things flying across the sky are? We're definitely not going to have any listeners up there now.
Oh, like where we're from is an awesome, you know,
dude,
area.
We are in the most awesome part of the country.
You know what they call our states? Flyover states.
They are flyover states.
Flyover states.
I want to fly the fuck out of this state.
There's here's the breakdown of U.S. It's New York, L.A., and then Chicago, Miami.
That's a death trap. Nobody wants to go there anymore.
But it's, you got those two cities.
Yeah.
Everything else in between is just some weird bullshit.
Yeah. St. Louis is...
the gateway to the West.
But whatever. It's like,
to the West.
Can you even consider it a city? It's just a big town.
It's just a big town.
You don't even have many buildings. You go to like Chicago and you're like, God damn, look at all these fucking buildings. You go to St. Louis and you're like, there's like five buildings and some weird arch.
Right.
You're like, this is not a city.
Yeah.
This is the way I look at it. I've been away.
It's funny when I come over here to Illinois because your towns are defined towns. There's space in between them.
Oh, yeah.
Like in St. Louis, then we get St. Louis County and even St. Charles County, which you're talking like, you know, half hour, 40 minutes outside of downtown St. Louis. You can't define those cities because they're just one after the other. You like you have your town that you live in, but then you have to drive 5 miles through cornfields to get to the next town.
See, that's technically not true.
Yeah.
No. There's three towns that are four towns that are connected. Fallon, Fairview, Swansea, and Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after those towns...
There's nothing.
Nothing. Like, Collinsville's close, but not that close.
Yeah.
You're not confused on, am I still in Fairview or am I in O'Fallon?
Yeah, because
that can happen. Swansea
mm-hmm.
in Fairview or Swansea in Belleville.
Right.
But you're right. Other than that, no. If I'm going to leave and not go to Fairview and I want to go to Troy... I'm driving through cornfields to get to Troy.
Right.
If I'm going to go to Collinsville from here, I'm going to drive through cornfields to get to Collinsville.
Right.
You know, we do have a few, but you're right, though. The further you go out from us, like get more into the state,
right.
The more spread out it becomes. I think we're only close together because we're still close to the city.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess that's the way it is in St. Louis. It's just you have to go way further out to get that way.
Yeah.
Here, you just go straight across the river.
20 miles past the river.
And nothing.
There's nothing. Flat fields. We can't even shoot a rifle in this damn state.
No.
I mean, not hunting wise. Because it'll go 8 miles and hit somebody cutting their grass.
Well, I was telling you, me and the wife were driving.
Two towns over?
Yeah.
Me and the wife were driving over here. I think we're going to Eckert's, you know, apple picking shit, whatever, you know. And I don't know what highway I was on, but I was looking at the arch and thinking to myself, nowhere in Missouri can I see the arch from this far away.
No. I can see the arch from O'Fallon.
I had to be 20 miles from the damn thing.
If I go down the street, a mile down the road.
You can see it from your house.
You can see the fucking arch.
If you get on the roof of your house, you can see it.
Yeah. Just get out of these little bit of houses. Oh, definitely. If you get on the all the way up on the roof, you'd be able to see it. You'd be able to fucking see it. You're like, there's the arch.
Is that how you get around out here? Just, where's the arch at?
Oh, yeah, you just there. Look. You're like, okay, so that's west.
The arch is like your North Star.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Fuck. All right, what do we got up next?
Next is the Exiles playing their song, No Comply.
So here I am with nothing to do. So much time, nothing to lose. I should be laying in bed. What else should be out skating instead? No comply, no comply, no comply. I won't comply, no. No comply, no comply, no comply. No comply, no comply, no comply. I will not comply. No comply, no comply. Don't ask me why.
That was No Comply by The Exiles. They are out of Frederick, Maryland. You can find them at thexiles.bandcamp.com.
Right on. Sorry, I was doing this because I dropped the file in the wrong spot. I can move it later.
Yeah.
The music. Not that I wasn't recording and Brendan's just not talking into a dead mic. I put in a certain section and it dropped down underneath. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It'll still play like normal. But it's OCD when I'm doing this. It's like, no, it's got to be here.
Right.
I wasn't going to try to fix it while I was recording. Fuck it. All right, buddy. What's next on the list?
Next, we got a band called Hammer. And the name of the song is Unholy Destruction. Unholy Destruction by the band Hammer. They are on Hell's Headbangers Records. Hammer is out of Cleveland, Ohio, and they can be found at hammr.bandcamp.com.
Go there, get their stuff.
Please.
Pretty please.
All right, Brendan. I was going to make a joke about MC Hammer, but I couldn't think of anything.
Oh,
funny,
man.
So.
Too late.
That's not very nice to do that to that band. You know that,
but it's spelled different.
That's true. Yeah. What is that? Because they dropped the E like he dropped the MC, right?
Yep.
Because he just turned into Hammer, didn't he?
Yep.
How do you know so much about that?
A friend told me.
Oh, what song did I hear on the way over here? Vanilla Ice song.
His only one that he has?
Yeah, he's only got
Ice,
that one.
Ice Baby?
Yeah, there you go. Heard that on the way over here.
Did you know John, my painter, you guys had it on the radio, and the original song to that.
Under Pressure?
Under Pressure. Uh-huh. What was that, Freddie Mercury and... Is it Queen? Or with David Bowie?
Yeah.
Or is it Freddie Mercury and David Bowie?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, either way.
Something like that.
Either way. He's like, it came on. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, Vanilla Ice. I'm like, it's not Vanilla Ice. I was like, this is what Vanilla Ice stole it from. He's like, he stole that? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? he never knew that Under Pressure existed.
No. How old is he?
30? Yeah. 29?
Do you think he thinks, like... Do you think he realizes that all rap is stolen from
something
else does?
Yeah, because he said that. I said, oh, yeah, I go, all he did was change one little sound, and it was his. He's like, that's the way to do it. That's how you do it. And I'm like, oh, God. Get out of here. All right, what's next, buddy?
Hyperactive Slackers playing Take It Back. Take It Back by the Hyperactive Slackers. They're out of San Diego, California. You can find them at reverbnation.com/hyperactive slackers.
Right on. We have two left.
Yes.
What's this next one? Yep. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. Like doing something else completely.
Yeah. Where everybody here right now is just doing something completely different at this point.
You're over there doing your taxes.
Sorry. I got shit to fill out. I got trips to plan. Trying to do everything at once. God.
I'm trying to take a nap.
Travis's tummy hurts, so he's over there taking a nap. Brennan's ordering stuff off Amazon and naming bands off. I'm doing my taxes.
All right, this is A Very Loud Death playing the song Temples.
Father made
That was A Very Loud Death with the song Temples. They are out of Atlanta, Georgia. They can be found at soundcloud.com/A Very Loud Death.
Hell yeah.
Do your thing.
Would you like to this time?
You can find us on the interwebs. We're on some .coms and some other things. Just look it up.
On the Instagrams, at whatever, I don't know. Just look us up.
We're on MySpace.
Are we on MySpace?
Are we?
We ought to be.
Fuck MySpace.
MySpace is where it's at.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if I have a fucking DeLorean and I can go back in time. All right. If you're in a band or know somebody in a band and they play metal, punk, or hardcore, get them to send us the audio file to empathicaradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, @empathicradio. You can find me on Instagram, @empathicasmitty. Subscribe on iTunes or Google Play Music. Our hosting site is Podbean. Yeah, they have a app you can download if you don't like iTunes or Google Play Music. There is a bunch of other sites we are on, and I don't know how we got there, but if you type us into Google, you'll find us. Shit, I think that's it. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Do it.
Tell your friends.
Listen.
And the last band we are going to play is called Demonomancy. They are out of Rome, Italy. They are on Invictus Productions. You can find them at invictusproductions666.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is Fiery Herald Unbound.